Ours to Protect. Brought to you by TIP FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Yeah, Paul. So look, I suppose Ireland, being a grass-based production system, it holds a nitrates derogation, which has been granted by Brussels or the European Commission. We're one of only currently three, and by 2025, two member states, it's looking like, will only have that derogation. And what it allows Irish farmers to do is farm at higher stocking rates. So the current maximum stocking rate there is 250 kilos of organic nitrogen per hectare. So that's slurry. And so on, and allows the farmer to operate at that higher level of production, for example. But there's changes coming down the tracks, looking like for the 1st of January next year, and the Commission will make a final decision on it in September, but it'll bring that level from 250 down to 220 units of nitrogen per hectare. So it'll be a move that'll impact about 3,200 farmers across the country, and you're talking in the region of maybe 50,000 cows. It's not just dairy farmers, that's important to say. It's beef farmers here as well, which is in the region of maybe 700 to 800 beef farmers impacted in that 3,200 figure. And a lot of County Tipperary will be hit. So the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, has prepared water quality maps. And this was submitted as part of a report to the European Commission by the Department of Agriculture last week. The Commission are using that report to kind of adjudicate in terms of the areas of the country that need to go from that 250 to the 220. And the vast majority of the country is in that. And we've detailed those maps in this week's Irish Farmers Journal. It is interesting, though, there are some parts of the country that have been left out across between neighbours there in around the Bandon and the Blackwater rivers in Cork. There's large kind of areas there which would have previously in previous kind of studies been shown to have poor water quality. They've been left out, and so has the area around the Slaney in County Wexford, again, another area of, say, high tillage and dairy production.
Yeah.
And the reason being there is that the EPA, the data they were required to get by the Commission, they followed, I suppose, as they were instructed, but it is leaving out gaps in the data. And what's interesting we've seen in recent days is the Department of Agriculture itself acknowledge that and say that, you know, the maps are incomplete. And that when more data is gathered, you could see a situation where even more farmers are going to be impacted and more areas pulled into this change from the 250 to the 220. You mentioned there Minister McConnellogue speaking at Moor Park 2023, the Togish Dairy Open Day, just outside Fermoy in County Cork. And the Minister made the point, though, and I think this is, again, he's saying farmers are being complacent to some extent on this. The derogation at all, the stakes are high for holding it. By 2025, we'll be one of two, and thereafter it could be the only member state on being granted a derogation by our fellow EU member states. So that would mean that we go not only from the 250 to the 220, we go right down to the 170, and that's basically the stocking range that all other member states operate at, and that would have major implications for the Irish farm sector.
Yeah, and like I suppose this whole directive is based on water quality, isn't it? But isn't there a bit of, it's not concrete, the evidence in terms of is the water quality being improved? There's a bit of contention about that. And I think the IFA is kind of calling for a proper study on that.
Yeah, I think that's exactly the case now. I wouldn't say it's disappointing, but it is interesting to see that, you know, we're having, say, Department of Agriculture officials come out strong and say that the data is incomplete and it hasn't taken into account the latest measures that farmers have enacted to improve water quality. So water quality is improving across the country in terms of nitrate levels and the latest kind of data on that. And the data kind of after agricultural measures have been allowed to take place. So say measures taken, which farmers acted on this year, for example, banding coming in, cow banding, that's not going to have an impact on last year's water quality. It'll have an impact on this year's water quality and mostly next year's. So there's kind of, if the farmers would be justified in saying, well, geez, hold on and give us a chance there. We are acting on this. We have been acting on this for many years. Let the data show that and let the Commission make its decision off that. But I suppose, look, the Commission's line, according to the Department of Agriculture, has been, you ran out of time. We needed a data set. And unfortunately, the data set that's gone over, as the Department of Agriculture Senior Inspector Ted Massey said this week it was incomplete and didn't include the best and the latest information.
Are farmers are they doing enough, do you think, or are they being asked to do too much, or what's your kind of take on that?
No, I think, look, there's farmers are stepping up to the plate. We would have seen, say, the huge appetite for the acre scheme earlier this year, where it was majorly oversubscribed and the minister had to scramble to find additional funding or additional resources to be able to support every farmer who was interested in it. The scheme originally had spaces for 30,000 farmers and 46,000 farmers applied to it. That just shows the appetite of farmers on the ground that, you know, wanting to partake in environmental measures. And it has, you know, just for listeners, again, while these schemes involve farmers getting money for an environmental action, they don't come at, you know, they're not the action that the farmer takes, they cover the cost of that, you know. So that might be, you know, putting in, say, new hedgerows, it might be, you know, putting in buffer zones along waterways on their farm, for to allow nature. But again, that takes land area out of agriculture production, which contributes or takes a cut off the farmer's income. And then also the costs of fencing, the costs of buying hedges and buying trees and the maintenance of them, the labour required, that all comes out of the farmer's pocket. So, you know, farmers are really stepping up to the plate there. And I think, you know, particularly younger farmers, again, they're a really educated workforce, one of the most educated in the country. And farming now and environmental, you know, measures and protecting biodiversity, they go hand in hand. So I think what's been asked of them is fair, and they're not being maybe necessarily asked too much of, but they're definitely stepping up to the plate in doing what they need to do at the moment.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by TIP FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.